The 55th Gene Key. The transformational path of the 55th Gene Key moves from victimization to freedom. Freedom is the only path there is. So, the dilemma of the 55th shadow. It's rather curious. It's called external validation. And external validation is the need to know that you exist. Now, I know that's quite a one-liner. And yet, this is the shadow of needing to know that you exist. And everything about this 55th gene key hinges around this pointer, this question of freedom. And what is freedom? And the answer to this question, like all great questions, can only be lived. It can't be learned. Freedom can only come about through unlearning. In this gene key lies the secret to all the great teachings, and particularly those teachings that come from the East. Over and over we've been told by sage after sage that what we need to do is drop the ego in order to experience true freedom. That's what we've been told. So what is this ego? And what does it mean to surrender yourself? Now that seems an obscure and uncomfortable language to the Western mind. So here in the Gene Keys, we're reframing all this language, this older language, to suit the modern mind. Not even the Western mind, but to suit the synthetic mind, the mind that's evolving as East meets West, as yin meets yang, as the male meets the feminine. So our word is freedom. And how do we realize true freedom? Because whatever you're seeking in life, whoever you are, let's be clear about one thing. What you're looking for is freedom. You can call it whatever you want. Money, recognition, happiness, love, liberation, enlightenment. It's all covered by the word freedom. Freedom from suffering. That's the thing, isn't it? Let's be honest. It's freedom from suffering. That's what we're after. That's the prize. So the great world teachers have also realized this. They've always realized this, that the root of all human endeavor and all human seeking is suffering. That's what drives us. That's our search. That's our quest. For perfection, for peace, for solace, we seek because we suffer. And what we're looking for is freedom from that suffering. This 55th gene key is obviously unique. If you come to the gene keys, you'll see that it's unique. Because out of all the 64 gene keys, it's the only one that has only two words, victimization and freedom. All the other gene keys have three words and they're part of this spectrum. Well, there always has to be a joker in every pack. And you have to know then that when you approach this gene key, you're not going to be able to approach it in the way that you might approach all the others. You're going to have to approach it sideways, in the spirit of the joker within yourself. And when you do manage to access its secrets, whoa, you will have created the conditions for a great quantum leap in your life. And such conditions are by their very nature deeply unstable. This is a deeply destabilizing gene key. Because before an atomic explosion takes place, think about that, the radioactive elements are in such a deep instability. And that explosion, of course, is your awakening. It's your freedom. It's important also to know that every gene key you enter into, you're really entering into the 55th gene key. This theme is universal, and it underpins all others. All shadow states are victim states. So whenever you contemplate the shadow gene keys, you're always contemplating where the victim is hiding. Where inside you is a victim hiding? For example, let's take the 23rd shadow at random. And it's the shadow of complexity. Where's the victim in that shadow? So you become, for instance, through that shadow, a victim of the complexities of life, a victim of the complexities of your own mind, or the complexities of your emotional life. And everything you do only creates more complexity. And everything you add to your life, whether it's a new car or a new lover, all it can do is make your life more overwhelming and more complex. You see, it's all a state of being. Victimization is nothing more than a frequency field that we live inside of. It's the shadow state. We become a victim of the complexities of our inner turmoil and of our outer turmoil that we're creating from that inner turmoil. So the question, let's make the question more practical. Instead of what is freedom, we can make it, where do I not feel I am free? Now there's a question. Where do I not feel that I am free? Where do you not feel free? Perhaps in your relationships. Perhaps you don't feel free in your finances. Perhaps you don't feel free in your living arrangements. Perhaps you don't feel free in your job. Perhaps you don't feel free in your body. Perhaps you don't feel free in your spirit. These are the questions that come from the 55th gene key, the 55th shadow. Where are you trapping yourself? Where are you seeing yourself as a victim? More important, where are you playing the victim? That's the rub. Where are you playing the victim? Because you probably don't see yourself as a victim. But you can guarantee that at some level, you're playing the victim. And do you know why we do this? Why we humans play the victim? Why do we propagate more suffering? Why do we almost wallow in our shadows? We do it in order to know that we exist. External validation. As long as we suffer, we are there. As long as we suffer, we have an identity. And if you aren't suffering, think about this. If you aren't suffering, you have nothing to hold on to in life. Nothing. No opinions, no teachings, no friends, no agendas, nothing. And what does that make you? Well, it makes you seem, from the ego, from our point of view, like a shell, like a kind of empty shell. And that's what true freedom is. It's to be empty, and it's to be filled constantly. And to the ego, or to the self that we relate to in our everyday life, the part of us that looks out through these windows, it looks terrifying. You know, the great poet Rilke, who I love, he begun his greatest poems, the Arduino Elegies, with this line, every angel is terrifying. Every angel is terrifying. Because true transcendence is terrifying. It looks terrifying. From the shadow, it looks terrifying. Freedom looks terrifying. So the transformational pathway through the 55th gene key, and therefore through all the gene keys, is a pathway of letting go. Because we all have to let go of our agendas, whether they're hidden or they're on the surface. And we humans carry a lot of hidden agendas. And they're all aimed at validating our separate existence. We want others to like us. Or we want others to dislike us. The bottom line is no one wants to go unnoticed. It was Oscar Wilde who came out with that real corker. If there's one thing worse than being talked about, it's not being talked about. And yet true freedom doesn't care. It doesn't care. So how do you get to that level of inner freedom? There's a question, another question. Well, you walk sideways. I'm sorry, I'm being cryptic and playful and naughty. But the point is you can't go aggressively into freedom. You have to allow it to unveil itself because it already is our natural inner state. So we have to answer this question, where do I not feel free? And then we have to live into the answer. The more you contemplate freedom, the more your life will show you where it isn't. Like the Buddha, we have to exhaust ourselves in the search. And yet as we search, lifetime after lifetime, in this teaching, in that teacher, in this realm of pleasure, in that realm of pain, something gradually, inexplicably subtle occurs. We gradually begin to drop stuff. We become more and more open. Slowly, slowly, we become lighter. And our search, instead of being desperate, becomes, well, more amusing, more jubilant. Until one day we come to a life where even though the longing is still there inside us, even though it hasn't changed a single inch in all those eons of searching, our relationship to it has changed. And then we begin to see through the veils, and we begin to realize how deep a fool we've been. It's I who have ensnared myself. I make myself miserable. Why do I keep doing that? Why do I keep distracting myself from my own pain? And then we begin to take the suffering inside. We draw it in. We take all suffering inside. That of our friends, our families, our loved ones, our community, our country, the whole of humanity and the earth suffering, we take it inside. And then the external drama begins to die down. And the behavior, the karma that we've been creating for so long, the reaction, the complaining, the blame, all of it, it's all drawn back inside through awareness. And then we become an audience to our own fate. And we stop interfering. We stop trying to add something to ourselves. We stop trying to make our lives go in the direction of our dreams. We simply stop pushing and pushing. Ah, the magic then happens. And we enter the drift, we flow, we allow, we watch, we wait, we drop, we float, we play, we accept, we allow, we love. To be a victim is to be heavy, it's to be weighed down by worries, by thoughts, by concerns, by opinions, by plans, by memories, by life, by death. To be free is to be lighter than air. That's why freedom is always associated with flight. It's to be unburdened by agendas of any kind whatsoever. To be free is to live as you were intended. Simple as that. And here's the trick. Since this is the joker in the pack, you can't chase freedom. You can't run out and sell everything and drop your dreams and become a monk or a hermit drifting about or something like that. You can't make it happen. You have no chance of dropping your dreams. All you can do is relax. And be so patient. Freedom will come on its own, in its own time, without your doing anything. In the East, the Chinese traditions, the Taoist tradition, they call this Wu Wei. Oh, I love this term. It means the art of doing nothing. It's the greatest teaching there ever was. The art of doing nothing. And it doesn't mean doing nothing, but it means in your doing, you're not doing anything, you're not pushing, you're not adding anything, you're not trying. We have to live as humans, with all the trappings and all the trimmings that come with that. And from within that, our freedom will arise. So the 55th Gene Key is all about romance. It's about romancing freedom. You have to romance it. You can't rush headlong at it like a battering ram. freedom is a feminine spirit. You know, what woman wants to be rushed at by a battering ram? You know, the feminine has to be courted, it has to be serenaded, it has to be romanced. The mystery has to be followed through to its conclusion, wherever she leads us. Whatever bizarre pathways she draws us down, we only find freedom from following our nature. And there are no shortcuts. Unless your nature takes one. So I invite all of you to consider your life through the mirror of this 55th gene key. Where are you trying? Where's your agenda? Where are you looking for confirmation of your painful story? We all carry these stories. The 55th shadow has these two dynamics, repressive and reactive. The repressive is complaint. We complain inwardly about our lives, or we complain externally, but then it becomes blame, and we pin it on something or someone outside us. It's very clever, really, because that's the thing that ensures the story of our pain can continue. If you blame something outside yourself, then you've only made yourself a victim. It's an amazing thing, this gene key, this shadow as well. Such beauty can come out of it, hidden behind these veils. Any concept you hold on to has the capacity to trap you. You know, take free will, for example. Such a heavy subject. It isn't. It really isn't from the point of view of freedom. You know, one man believes he's free to do everything and everything. He's responsible for his life. He feels that. He lives with that. And another man believes it's all the will of God or Allah. And he's nothing but a puppet. And he lives that. He feels that. That's how he lives. And both men are standing by the side of the road, and a man is suddenly hit by a moving bus. And the first man takes it upon himself to rescue the victim. He feels it's his responsibility as a free spirit. He feels that deeply. And the other man, the second man, does nothing. For him, it's all the will of Allah. And it's also the will of Allah that he happens to be standing next to the first man, so he doesn't have to do anything. And the question is, who's right and who's wrong? So freedom is knowing that there is no right and there is no wrong. That's freedom. You move out of the drama entirely. So through the 55th gene key, we can all take heart, because it's where the change lies. All human beings will eventually realize this state of inner freedom. It's about allowing yourself simply to be the way you are. And if that changes, let it change. And if it doesn't change, let it not change. You just be the way nature intended you to be. That's freedom. You don't need anyone else to show you this. No one needs anyone else to show them anything. It's inside us. It's both a being and it's a becoming. It's the great joker in the pack. And I hope you can enjoy it and partake of its human humor as much as I do. Because it's why we're here.